From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Death toll up to 80 in Afghanistan. The Islamic State terror group claimed credit for a bomb attack in Kabul Saturday that killed at least 80 people and wounded hundreds of others during a mass protest rally. A website linked to Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers assaulted the peaceful demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters. One mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security forces will do everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in Germany in the wake of two attacks in less than a week. She said, such an evening and such a night is difficult for all of us to bear, and it's even more difficult to bear because we've had so much terrible news in so few days. She went on to say that they will find out what exactly lay behind the crimes in Munich and that they will not rest until they have precise knowledge about the two incidents that have plagued her country over the last week. Speaking to reporters Saturday in Berlin, Merkel said that Friday night's deadly rampage in Munich, which she called a night of terror, and Monday's attack on board a train in Würzburg were carried out in places where any of us could have been and have left Germans wondering where is safe. An 18-year-old German-Iranian man opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich on Friday night, killing nine people and wounding more than a dozen others. At least 16 people, including children, were in the hospital and three were in critical condition. And that according to Bavarian police on Saturday morning. This is VOA.